Hi, guys. Father's Day is just around the corner, and you probably need a gift for your hairy fucking father. Make your dad proud this year and get him and yourself the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right. The Lawnmower 4.0. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code NTS at manscaped.com. Guys, I don't know about you guys, but, you know, me personally, have dealt with the demon that is hairy balls. And it is not for the faint of heart. It is not a fun time, which is why I'm glad to announce that Manscaped is the only men's brand dedicated to below-the-waist grooming and just launched their Lawnmower 4.0. Imagine surprising your hairy fucking body hair fuck of a father with a sleek, well-designed, and optimized body hair trimmer that says your nasty middle-aged balls will thank you on the box. Don't quote me. Their fourth-generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. You might ask, how is this Lawnmower 4.0 different from other trimmers? Well, you dumb motherfuck. This upgraded trimmer includes a multi-function on-off switch that can engage a travel lock. This is a great feature if your father or yourself do a lot of traveling. It also gives you the ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. You can now shave your balls in the dark. The Lawnmower 4.0 even allows you to customize your trim through additional guard lengths with sizes 1 through 4. You can go from skinhead to afro in mere seconds. The new wireless charging system uses electromagnetic induction, which are words I don't ever understand, which can help battery length last longer. Yeah, you heard that right. Wireless charging ball trimmers are a real thing now. I love the future. Have you ever seen a nose bush sticking out of your dad's nose? I sure have. Well, the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer is the best nose hair trimmer on the market and the perfect gift for your pops. They also have other amazing products like the cologne, crop mop ball wipes, crop reviver ball turner, and crop preserver ball deodorant. And for all the females listening, you'll appreciate this part. Manscaped products are cruelty-free, paraben-free, dye-free, and vegan. Get 20% off free shipping with the code NTS at manscaped.com. So I'm telling you guys, go to manscaped.com. Spend a whole rack. And I mean get everything. Get two of everything. Get three of everything, all right? And go to manscaped.com. Spend that rack. Get your daddy a gift. Get your granddaddy a gift. Get your uncle you don't talk to a gift. Get everybody a gift. You know what I'm saying? And then use code NTS at checkout for 20% off and free shipping. Use code NTS for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Manscaped, your balls will thank you. As soon as you put her in mission shape, she's going to be confused.
Like a missionary. No, over. No. Yeah, she's going to be just like,
all
right.
All she's used to is bending over. So once you're like, right. Oh,
shit, he actually likes me.
He wants to look me in my eyes? That's how you know. Like, if niggas don't look you in the eyes and they fuck.
Oh, my God.
Bango. That's how I knew this one girl I beat had self-esteem issues. Because as soon as we was about to have sex, she bent over.
Yikes.
I was like, oh my damn, baby, God. I can look you in the eyes.
Damn.
I've never had that.
Oh my, yeah, neither have I.
Yeah, you never had that?
Never.
No, thankfully.
Susie brought it up, she just bent over. I was like, damn, girl, what they just treat you like a goddamn cattle?
She treat you like a brand on her ass?
No, they be treating you like a bitch.
Oh my God. Breeding bitch?
A breeding bitch?
Yeah. Breeding bitch. He's a bitch is half pit bull. You in heat.
The well, bitches in heat. I can bend her over.
Got a litter.
Put her in the Michael Vick machines. It's seeding time.
Oh, my God.
Plant the seed. Somebody get a stud in here. Gotta plant the seed. No, not that kind of stud. Oh, you and your book bag go back. Damn. You need a real stud.
That's what they call other dogs?
Yeah. They call Yeah, the men dogs are studs. At most animals in the breeding world, the males are studs.
That's what I knew that's what they do horses,
and
right?
And the dogs are bitches. The dog women are bitches.
Wow.
So it's a lot we can learn from the animal kingdom.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you know the thing about this podcast is we try to make you sure you learn something every single day.
Shut the fuck up, Keenan.
Yeah, so yeah, I that's one thing I always never forget learning is telling Keenan to shut the fuck up. The goal of us to just be telling this nigga to shut the fuck up in his own house every week. And now we got other people doing it too. We've been the brand off of telling Keenan to shut the fuck up. Which
he should be thanking us for the clout.
I could never be happier.
Yeah, we probably.
It's coming.
I would do it.
It's coming.
Would you let us?
I want a picture of your face.
You're
too.
Getting the athletic splits on it, though. You ain't getting no fucking money.
We'll get you the Rory 2% split.
You can have all the splits. I don't care.
Yeah, I just want it for the love.
I just want it.
Just to spread the gospel.
Yeah, for the love of the game, man. He said to spread the gospel.
Just to spread the shut the fuck up Keenan gospel.
I'll link that shit straight to your Cash App, nigga.
Yeah.
You will get all of
direct.
It.
Direct.
Directly to it.
Make more money than we was making them Black Lives Matter shirts. That's how much niggas want you to shut up, Keenan. Niggas hate your opinion so much, you will get rich off niggas hating your opinion.
Hey,
man, that's what I'm saying.
He said, "Look at my them Black Lives Matter. Them joints.
It's not about the. Them joints flew off the shelves. Destination, baby.
Facts. Them joints flew off the shelves. I appreciate y'all for that, though.
Yeah, appreciate.
We really did donate. Like,
yeah.
Did we do all of it? Right?
We did begrudgingly. We donated all that shit.
By law, how much do you have to donate? Nigga, charity.
By law,
I don't know.
Like 10%.
No, yeah. No. By law, you only have to donate 10%. You know who kept the money for himself but got in trouble?
Joe Budden?
Wyclef.
Oh yeah, he was supposed to be donating. He was supposed to donate to Haiti, right?
He scammed the shit out them zoos.
How you scam your own country like
scammed
that?
Scammed your own people.
After an earthquake, right?
Yo,
sicko mode.
But that's crazy. No, like when I saw the results, like when I saw how much money we were making.
Mm-hmm. It was just, sales just kept going, bro.
Yeah, I was like, damn.
We sold out in an hour.
And then I kept looking at it. I said, we said we're going to donate all that shit, huh?
And I think the restock sold out.
We said all? We said 100%?
Yeah.
Damn.
It was,
fuck.
I was like, shit. You already committed to this.
I was like, damn. We can't go back and edit those captions?
We'll create our own stimmy.
Facts.
A self-loaded stimmy.
Yeah, man. They did really well.
Because even the restock sold out.
Restock sold out, too.
Oh, my God, damn.
Instantly. Instant.
And all we said was, it is serious. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
I see why these people be grifting so hard. It's so profitable. So I'm about to go on the website and cops are good.
Facts.
Tell black people pull up the bootstraps.
Stop Asian hate.
Yeah, nigga, I see where Candace Owens coming from.
Shut the fuck up.
Why don't we should have made a Stop Asian Hate shirt. Right.
Ain't nobody here Asian.
So?
I mean,
they got a bill. They'll be all right.
Yo, that's crazy.
They did, though.
They got the bill. They got paper.
Oh, yeah. They got that bill put through pretty
today,
fast,
actually,
right? Today?
Today
yeah.
Paperwork.
Yeah.
They got, why do you need
white man's paperwork? They got it, though.
They got it.
So, wait. What did the bill say? Like, did you look?
So it's a relief part of it, if I'm not wrong. I believe it's.
Hold on, let me read it,
please. Yeah, go ahead, Keith.
Yo,
That's exactly why we don't have audio
that's
right
why
now.
We can't have.
I mean,
visuals.
Video. We don't have. We can't have visuals
because
Q is wild.
Shut up.
Q is wild. Stop.
Oh my God.
Stop. 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 We don't have to edit it. We don't have to edit that out, honestly.
5 minutes and 35 seconds.
We don't have to edit out because I don't think you can even hear what he said, honestly.
Yeah,
I don't think
he was close enough.
I don't even care.
He wasn't close enough.
Don't even care. 5 minutes and 35 seconds.
These two niggers.
Wait, no, I didn't say
the two of y'all. The two of y'all.
Don't do it.
The two of y'all are actually the worst ones.
It says that the bill also expands to public education, and it's designed to increase awareness. Allow the Attorney General to provide grants.
That's crazy.
They can get grants.
They can get grants.
It does not authorize any new money for the grants, though.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what's wrong with the public education system for Asian people?
Nothing. As far as I know.
Yeah. Especially the education. What the fuck are you educating?
5 minutes, 35 seconds. Asian jokes.
It says the Asian community, the Asian American community is exhausted from being forced to endure the rise in bigotry and racist attacks.
Join the fucking club.
Yeah, literally join the club, man. Like,
join the club, chief.
It sucks. We're not saying it's okay, but shit just got done so fast, it's like a slap in the face.
So, it hurts a little bit.
It stinks.
Can't help. Can't hurt.
Yeah. I'd be lying.
My side eye a little bit.
I'd be lying if I said it wasn't salty.
We still being lied to about fucking slavery, and they want to do the education system for
It's a lot of school systems that don't even acknowledge slavery as slavery.
Yeah. Some schools in the South, they don't call it slavery. They call it, they call them helpers.
Helpers.
They call it the golden era.
Wait, Kenan, you're not talking to a mic. We can't hear you. Yeah, but still, I mean, it's silence for people who are listening.
It's a podcast.
This is why you don't have... Yo, is this nigga drinking? What the...
This nigga's high.
Where's my fucking mic? He definitely smoked.
No, Mike. You remember that video I sent you about the book that schools are banning? Because it talks about how the biggest achievement in American history is slavery.
What?
Meaning as if like without slavery, America wouldn't be the powerhouse that it is.
That's a fact.
And there's a book that schools are like...
They're like, banning that.
Like the government is like there's people in the government trying to ban that book from being taught in schools.
That's sick. Literally, I mean, America was built on slaves' backs. Like if you deny that, I mean, I don't know what to tell you, but... It's just facts. Like, it's historical facts.
Yo, imagine he said helpers.
Helpers, bro.
So, like, they went to Africa and said, hey, yo, would you like to be work for free as cattle?
Niggas think slaves were Oompa Loompas.
those are the nigga ligga ligs. They helped me.
Those
are the nigga nigs.
The nigga ligs.
Have you seen this?
The nigga ligs. They helped me and... Build the cotton for all the little boys and girls.
Have you seen this thing that's going around Twitter
Liga.
The past few days about like conspiracy theory about slavery and how it started?
No.
So there's like this little conspiracy theorist thing.
Wait, speak up, Q.
There's this conspiracy theorist thing that there's no hard evidence of slave ships.
I've heard that theory too.
Like you. Like, throughout history, you can always find relics of some type of, you know, if it's a sunken ship or if it was docked somewhere, like, you would find something, and there's stuff from, like, further back, but there's no physical evidence of slave ship. There's only diagrams. And no museum, no nothing has ever come across a physical slave ship.
Because, all right, that's, like, the same thing that Holocaust deniers do.
Yeah, but I said then all the Nazis literally burnt all the documents.
Well,
right?
They're not denying slavery. They're just that. So the part of the conspiracy theory is that.
Why do you say that? That's what I'm saying.
When they're saying that there was like already Africans here, and that like they just enslaved them. It wasn't like a huge thing, as if like.
Yeah.
So it's
they
like
just didn't travel to fucking torture people.
Yeah,
that makes it better.
It's not denying slavery. It's denying the.
It's trying
slave
to. It's trying to soften
thing.
Slavery.
No, it's just like
no. It is.
Oh,
when
maybe,
you
maybe,
when only
maybe.
when people make conspiracies like that, they only do it to kind of either discredit or soften the tragedy. Like people in the Holocaust deniers, they might not even deny the Holocaust. They'll be like, you know what? They'll just say something like. There's no way to tell that many amount of Jews were killed in that type of organized fashion because it's just no way to know that. It's just no way to tell. There's no document supporting that many Jews. But we know.
Yeah.
Trying to take away. But it doesn't matter if it was two Jews. Like, it was an organized attempt from the state to eradicate a group of people. Much like the slave trade, whether it was used boats to do it or trolleys to do it, or fucking Nimbus clouds to do it. It was an organized, shout out to my Dragon Ball Z fans. It was an organized group effort from many countries, white owned countries, to use slaves as cattle because they were deemed less than human.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't care how you did it. I don't care if you shit people through boats. I don't care if they were already there. Because if there were already Africans there, you're basically doing what you did to the Native Americans, which is still fucking horrible.
Yeah, I mean, and they pointed that out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when people try to make conspiracy theories like that, they don't really do it from a place of, like, a place of sincerity.
Or empathy.
Or, like, yeah, like, oh, like, we're really, like, I'm just trying to really find the facts. Like, when you try to say, oh, well, you know, there's no evidence of slavery. You're trying to be like, well, slavery wasn't that bad because I know, yeah, it was slavery, but they wasn't like shipping slaves. Like, they weren't stealing people. The Drake was already there. Jail and they already stole them. Right? But,
What would a piece of a slave ship look like? Like, how would you know that's a slave boat?
I mean,
that's another thing. Because they did have names for them,
how
right?
How do we have designs of slave ship but not have a slave ship?
That's very true. They did show us, I've seen diagrams of what the inside of a slave ship.
You have a billion diagrams of slave ships, but you don't have a physical.
But I say, we know what La Amistad look like.
Because they're most likely made from fucking wood. And then, you know, shit. Like,
not necessarily, not that they're made out of wood. Obviously made out of wood, but like the physical construction of like, this is the layout, the diagram of like how it was built, the layout of it, what compartments where they kept slaves, you know, all that type of shit. There's like detailed diagrams, but there's no physical boat. So how do you have a detailed diagram with no?
So it must exist. Like if you look at La Amistad, like it got when it was acquired, who had it?
Exactly. But like if you go to any museum about history or anything, there's never been a physical slave ship.
It's just buried. They know that shit's nasty. Like, they buried it.
I don't know. This is also off of Twitter.
Which also makes it a piece of shit type of theory because you can say that thing about dinosaurs. Dinosaurs weren't really discovered in the ground until about 200 years ago. 100, like in the mid 1800s is when we started finally seeing fossils. We knew dinosaurs were around. We just couldn't find them until we started to look for them. And nobody, I don't imagine a lot of people are, which I'm thinking, like, if let's assume these ships sunk, which most of them probably did, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Who's taking the time to look for slave ships? That's a lot of money to go scavenging in the bottom of the ocean, wherever you are.
But not for nothing. These were slave ships. These were ships that were holding slaves captive for about, I think the journey is 3 to 6 months at a time. Mm-hmm. You're not washing these people. There's a whole bunch of diseases down there. What do you do with those ships? You get rid of them.
You gotta get rid of it.
You get rid of them.
They stink. They have feces everywhere.
Yeah, what do you... Yeah, you're supposed to just keep it? Yeah.
You got a bunch of slaves in there stocked on top of them, pissing, shitting, and throwing up all over.
Having babies on the ships.
Having babies.
Yeah, and not for nothing.
You don't keep that, preserve that.
They were doing these routes back and forth. Like, so it's like, over time, it stinks down there. Yeah, like, no. Why would you keep
it? I wouldn't be surprised if they just burn them.
Yes.
Yeah, burn it, yeah.
We have no use of it.
And it's in the ocean. And it's not going to go nowhere.
There's a certain sect of people who, if history has shown, they go out of their way to try to delete our history. Why not delete that?
Yeah.
Well, I just think, I agree with you, Corey, from just a practical standpoint. Like, these ships aren't useful past a few trips because... Mm-hmm. Even though it's stinky and uncomfortable for
the upkeep of them.
The upkeep is just, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it, yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, imagine you have a car.
Just make another one.
Imagine you have a car and then like, that's your work car, but like, you piss and shit in the car all the time. At some point, it's like, all right, we got to get a new car. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And you just got all these new slaves. And you just got all these slaves, like, just make another boat. I'm sure that's what they did.
Make the slaves make another boat.
It's just wood.
I wasn't agreeing. I was just
yeah, you're saying, yeah.
But like,
I was just saying what makes sense.
But I'm saying like conspiracy theories like that are dangerous because it plays to the sensibilities of people who already believe that or they want to believe that but aren't articulate enough to explain why they believe that or come up with arguments to support their bullshit theories.
Yeah.
That's why you get... Like, when I conspiracy theories can be really dangerous. Like, that's why you have this QAnon thing, which is not, still hasn't died down, still is rampant, and is so dangerous, but it start from a conspiracy theory on the internet.
Mm-hmm. And who are they again?
Do y'all know like, what QAnon
it's,
is?
It's like that. It's a group, right?
QAnon, now we've done it, we've explained it on a couple podcasts before, but QAnon is a group. Oh, I don't need that, but I got you.
Mm-hmm.
But QAnon is basically a group that this is what they believe, I swear to God. Mm-hmm. They believe that Democrats and a lot of the elite Democrats on the left-leaning side of the government are basically part of a ring, a cabal of Satan-worshipping...
I know somebody who believes in it.
...pedophiles that sex traffic... child sex traffickers, okay? That plotted against Donald Trump while he was in office.
I know someone who believes in it.
Yeah, and he or she is a fucking moron.
She's a...
Wait, QAnon believes that this entity of people plotted against...
Yeah, they believe that all Democrats, most Democrats, are a part of a cabal, which is basically a group, a secret group of child sex trafficking,
Satan
worship,
cannibalistic pedophiles.
Cannibalistic pedophiles.
They've been saying that shit about the Clintons for a while, though.
They believe that Democrats or the left elites basically kill babies, have sex, like children, have sex with them, and drink their fluids to stay immortal. Like, I'm so... So serious. They believe that. And they believe these people conspired against Donald Trump while he was in office and still try to hold Donald Trump down. They believe that Donald Trump is the chosen savior to save America from these people.
Oh, my God.
Now, if I can't point out the many, 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 many holes in that, it would take this entire podcast.
And it just started in 2016.
And I'm going to start by saying this. They do this thing where Democrats are pedophiles, and I mean, sure. I don't know.
It's pedophiles on both sides.
But I know it's a lot of Republican pedophiles out mm-hmm. there. Shout out to Matt Gaetz.
yeah, his co-defendant just pleaded guilty.
Yeah, so.
Thanks.
He was charged for sex trafficking. Flying out 17-year-olds to fuck.
You're nasty.
And giving them drugs.
You're nasty.
Yeah, nasty. So.
And who was Matt Gaetz?
Republican.
Florida.
Florida Republican congressperson?
He's a representative.
Representative. Like, he's a representative.
Nasty business.
Nasty motherfucker. He's going down. But, yeah, so, you already know. Nasty. This is what I'm saying. Like, these are the nutty things that could just come out of nowhere, out of the internet, and you can. Yeesh. It'd just be bad.
Yeah.
But what's going on, everybody?
What up?
What's up? It's the Not That Serious Podcast. You already know what it is. It's the greatest podcast in the world.
Yeah, it's not even close.
It's really like I try to be like humble, you know, like and respectful and, you know, maintain relationships. But like,
maintain relationships
with people.
Don't try to burn bridges.
Yeah, I try to keep my bridges up unburnt, but mm-hmm. it's like nobody's messing with the gang, and it's like,
not really.
The only thing that holds the gang back is the gang itself.
Yeah,
and once we get out of our own way, we're like,
We're like Anthony Davis's whole body.
Yeah, like once he gets that vagina plasty and he seals up them lips, he's gonna be unstoppable. And I mean,
but
like,
until then,
no, he's getting shwackum dackum.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
you wish.
But you already know, best podcast in the world. You know, I'm one of your hosts with the mostest.
Yeah,
Big Mike,
LZ,
your boy Corey,
your boy Q. That was the voice of the Polynesian pilferer. Q himself.
What is a pilferer?
QAnon.
What does that mean? What is a pilferer?
What is a pilferer? You're gonna put me on the spot, you piece of shit.
I didn't know if it was. Like
is a pilferer? Is that a real name? Oh, that's a real word.
Yeah, I didn't know. That's what.
No, that's a real word.
Really?
What does pilferer mean, Siri?
Pilfer means steal, typically things of relatively little value.
That's actually
you're a petty thief.
Yo, you're a petty thief, a sneak thief, a snitcher, a stealer. Oh my god, a thief who steals without using violence. You're just a bitch.
A sneak thief. And helps you find it.
Yo, that is funny. I never knew that was a real word.
A sneak thief. My brother like that. That's great.
Damn. Gosh, crazy. Oh my god.
Yo, I never seen nigga put their family under the bus like this nigga. And then we got Slumlord Landlord Keenan in the building. I'm not giving him airtime. Yeah,
you already used your minutes.
He hit his 38 second limit per episode.
No more minutes for you.
No more minutes.
Anything else is gonna be rollover. Yeah, you gotta pay for that.
Permanent minutes restriction.
Yeah, he is.
But what's going on, everybody? I'm not gonna hold y'all. I got zero topics, so this week is just gonna be one of those.
Yeah, I got nothing, man. This could be a quick one. It could be a high and by.
I'm sure I'm eating nice right now.
Chomping away.
There's good ASMR for y'all.
Yeah. Honestly, the only thing that truly happened this week, or like the talk of the town, is just this whole Kwame Brown shit, bro.
Alright, let's get into it. Kwame Brown is on a never ending cycle of violence and terror.
He deserves it.
I can't get enough of it.
He deserves every piece of this, bro.
This nigga has said
he's been quiet for 20 years, bro. 20 years. What year did he get drafted?
He got drafted that long ago.
Yeah. He got drafted.
He's definitely been out of the league for at least 10 years.
No, his last year in the league was 2012 with us.
Jesus Christ.
So it'll be 10 years. Next year.
He got drafted in 2001.
Bro, it's been 20 years. And I've never heard him speak. Like, this is my first time actually hearing his voice. I've never heard his voice before.
I didn't know where he was from.
And he's been the butt of jokes for years. And he's never said anything. But he just decided, like, yo, now is the time. And I'm here for it, bro. Like, I don't care. He can run this shit into the ground until it's not funny no more, bro. Like, he deserves
all of it. It's been funny.
It's been funny every single time.
He hasn't missed. I think he's done put out about 5 or 6 videos, and they keep getting progressively better.
Like here's just one of them.
When he starts singing, that's when it gets me.
Nah, yeah. When
oh my god, I turned my phone off.
When he sings,
boy, you need to stop, boy. I done told you. You done stepped in that goddamn quicksand, boy. I don't gotta lie and make up shit. The only joke you got, boy, when is this basketball joke gonna run out? You keep hitting me with basketball jokes. I keep hitting you with your real soft-ass, punk-ass life. Now, which one didn't like you, boy? Your granddaddy that was black or your granddaddy that was white? Because there's some deep issues in you, boy.
What?
That you can't understand what the fuck I'm trying to say. That in America right now, boy... White people are scared to talk about black people right now as a whole. And you niggas getting on camera every day talking about black male. That's all you niggas do. You want to sit here and make me look a certain way, boy? When a nigga, some nigga done ate your food. Some Derek Fisher done opened your door to your house. Derek Fisher got your key. To your truck, you bitch ass nigga. Send some gas money so you can pick them kids up.
Yeah.
Now what you do, nigga? You niggas want to sit on TV and act like y'all niggas perfect, and you can't respect when a man tell you you wrong, bro. Well, then let the gloves come off. The only joke you got is about basketball. I got a joke about your life, you punk bitch. The fuck is you talking about? What is Derek Fisher? Is he the mentor or the stepdaddy or what? Because he your mentor too, you punk.
He didn't stop.
Y'all niggas a trip. You want to sit online, and this is what Rachel Nichols sat there and got your dumb ass to say something else again. Because, see, Rachel Nichols, no. I'm going to say something. I ain't got shit to lose. I don't got no big podcast. You the dumb nigga that keep responding to a nigga that you bigger than. You stupid motherfucker. You ain't learned nothing because you think you tough. A light-skinned nigga like you with slick-ass hair should be acting like Drake and taking niggas girl. But no, you getting your girl too. Because you want to be a thug. You want to smoke weed and play cards all night, punk.
Yeah.
He got Matt Barnes the fuck out of here.
As soon as he mentioned Derek Fisher, it was over.
It was over. It was done.
Over.
Done.
Do y'all agree with Matt Barnes not responding?
Nah, he's not.
I think he backpedaled like a motherfucker.
He is.
Yeah.
Would you?
Well, no, he did. He did respond though.
Not like he was on. I don't know if it was TNT or ESPN.
What he said on TV was different than what he said on his Instagram. Did you see his Instagram?
I was about to say motherfuckers was mad about him, like his response to being like, "Hope you're well, like you got some shit you need to work on," type shit on TNT. I was like, what the fuck do you?
Oh yeah,
to
no,
say
he,
on
yeah,
TNT, though?
He like a little bitch on there.
But like, what the fuck is he gonna?
Nigga, you gotta say something.
Not on TNT, you don't.
Yes, you do.
Not if you ever want
to. Yes, you do.
Not if you ever want to get cast again.
You don't say nothing. Listen,
you don't let Kwame Brown fuck up your money. I don't give a fuck.
You don't gotta say nothing. You gotta say something harder than that. You can say something harder than that. That's not gonna get you.
Yeah.
You can say, you don't have to go, "I hope you're well." I'm like, listen, you like, yo, bro,
you
don't
got
know.
The wrong one. Leave me alone.
You can at least say that.
Yeah. Yep.
You don't got to, man, "I hope you're well, man. If you feel bad about it, you can come on my show. We can talk about
yeah,
it."
Yeah, I want to say,
"Bye, yeah."
Should I play? You want me to play with Matt Barnes said?
I want to hear that. Is it that moist ass shit?
Is it anywhere near as funny as any of Kwame Brown's?
It's not supposed to be. I don't think he was trying to be funny.
It ain't really funny.
Brother Brown, you've been ranting for about 5 days now. Your cry for help, your need for attention has worked. I heard your Instagram following has grown over 30,000 the last handful of days since you had my name in your mouth. But don't be fooled by this new attention, bro. All these people that are gassing you and putting a battery in your back, all the platforms that are picking you up, didn't give a fuck about you last week, bro. They don't love you. They just love the drama. And the old jokes you're saying. They don't love you.
He said the old
jokes.
They
don't love me. They don't know no one. They love a drama. That's it. But come on, all the smoke. Come talk your shit face to face. You got a story to tell, obviously. You're hurt. I mean, like I said, you can play it off with humor.
Yeah. He tried to make it seem like this nigga got a mental health problem. No.
He
tried
to
not
make it seem like he started it.
Literally,
like you started.
You're
it
hurt,
and you got
nigga. No, he's
that.
Coming
Sean
back
said
at
the same
you, bro.
Thing, though. He said that. They said that nigga got him. You don't fuck with him because his mental health might be not there.
Yeah, I'm talking about no, but he's saying his mental health might be there. Like he might fucking kill you.
Yeah. Not like, yeah. In general, you should
and
be careful
he,
who
and,
you fuck
and
with.
He's trying to and yeah. He's trying to approach like he's just some damaged guy that needs somebody to talk to. No, if he sees you face to face, he might punch you in your throat, and you might not breathe more.
Okay, at the end of that, Matt Barnes does say he wants to box. But I don't think he realizes. Yo, Kwame Brown would beat the fuck out of Matt Barnes. I'm betting all my money
on
him.
Yeah, I'm putting all my money on
Matt.
On,
yo.
Yeah,
I'm putting my money on Kwame.
Kwame Brown is 7 feet tall, bro.
I
want
to see it.
Oh, yeah, I want to see
would,
it, too.
He would.
And I'm not saying Matt Barnes isn't small either. Nigga's 6'8", I think.
6'8", and is one of those fighting type of guys.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But Kwame Brown is from Charleston, South Carolina. That nigga is cornbread fed.
That's exactly how he sounds.
Literally.
I mean, got an SEC
Matt Barnes
body.
Is from, Matt Barnes got curly hair and is from L.A.
And he got bitch took, so you didn't fight Derek Fisher.
Nigga got your bitch took. You got
no,
your.
He fought Derek Fisher. He slapped the fuck out of Derek Fisher.
That ain't saying much.
Ain't hard at all.
That's like slapping the fuck out of John Stockton. Who cares?
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying he did. He handled his shit with Derek Fisher.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Where the bitch at?
They was done.
Derek right? Fisher nuts?
They was done already, weren't they?
No, she left him for Matt Barnes, technically. And let, well,
for Derek Fisher. Yeah.
I mean, for Derek Fisher. But
yeah, I think I'm pretty sure they was already separate.
That nigga said he was crying all the way up there. Oh, bitch, nigga.
Yo, you know how mad you got to be to drive 7 hours to fucking fight somebody?
Yeah, that's how you L's to me.
And the nigga had to break into the house. He had to hop over his fence.
Nigga
broke into his own house.
Nigga hopped over
you
his own
hopped
fence.
Over a fence that you paid for. I would rather.
I would
be...
never.
Did you see Kwame Brown's thing about that?
Yes,
that shit was hilarious.
I posted that.
That shit was hilarious.
I would rather lay down and die.
That shit was hilarious, bro.
Didn't do that over a fence that I pay actual money for?
So you could have twisted your ankle.
I think the original was the funniest when he was talking about Steven Jackson.
Stephen A. Smith.
No, Steven Jackson.
Oh, wait, what? He talked about Steven Jackson, too?
That's who the original video was about.
The shit was from so long ago that I don't know why he just responded. That video they did with Jeannie Buss is from, like, months ago.
Somebody probably just showed it to him.
Yeah, somebody probably just showed it to him. But he lives in South Carolina. They don't have Wi-Fi yet.
You think he still lives in South Carolina?
Yeah, no, he definitely still lives there.
No, he
Niggas driving around in a pickup truck. He's definitely
like,
still down.
He said, I'm about to, after I stop this video, I'm going to put my boots back on and get back on his tractor.
Mm-hmm.
He's farming?
Bro, he owns a farm.
Bro,
life.
In South Carolina.
You think he still got money?
Yeah.
He should have something.
Yeah, I think
he probably still got a couple million.
I looked up his net worth, which they're never accurate. It said $8 million.
He still got a couple million.
He made 60 something.
Yeah, so I think he was the type of dude,
his money, he just got out.
Yeah. And he don't look like the type of dude that spent mad bread either.
Went back to his fucking farm. That's
he probably it. Gave his family some.
Because you got to think, he got drafted when he was a kid. He was 18. He's from South Carolina.
Yeah.
Probably just like a low maintenance person.
He seemed like it.
He didn't come straight out of high school.
He seemed like a Kawhi type of dude, but just without the talent.
I saw something about him being in college, though.
No, he never went to college.
That nigga got drafted first
out of high school.
Straight to the Lakers, right? Or, I mean, straight to the Wizards.
Golden State.
Golden State drafted him? No, he got drafted by the Wizards.
You're right.
Michael Jordan drafted him.
Oh, no. Chosen straight out of high school. What the fuck? Did he go to college after he...
No, he never went.
I'm talking about like after he's done playing. Cause like it says education, University of Georgia. But it says number one pick, chosen straight out of high school.
Oh, unless he went after. Yeah,
it was the Wizards and the Lakers. Sorry, he got traded.
Yeah, it was Michael Jordan's move with the Lizards. Wizards.
Yeah.
Lizards.
I mean, on paper, taking Kwame Brown seemed like a no-brainer. So you're getting a 7'8" 18-year-old.
I mean, that's the same thing
strong as an ox.
It's the same thing with Greg Oden.
Yeah.
You had to do it.
You had to consider
Greg Oden a bust?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why?
Injuries.
I don't consider that. I don't think that makes you a bust.
It makes you a bust.
I don't think so.
If you don't live up to...
The nigga was hurt in college, too. It's not like it was anything different.
If you're a first-round pick that doesn't make it 8 years in the league, you're a bust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anthony Bennett, a
bust.
Yeah.
A bust.
He's probably the biggest. He might be the biggest bust.
Yeah.
Between him and Darko Milicic.
Yeah.
Darko Milicic was a waste of everybody's time. All he did was dye his hair.
That nigga was a guy.
How do you feel about people saying that? Do we owe Kwame Brown an apology for all the jokes?
I feel like
what Gilbert Arenas said, he had a lot of pressure on him when he was 18.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody ever truly guided him in the league. They just told him what he wasn't good at. Nobody ever tried to make him better.
That's fair enough.
He had good footwork. They just never taught him post moves. Huh? You don't think he had good footwork?
No, that nobody helped him. Because I know for a fact when you join the Lakers, like the big men in the organization always help the big men. So he had help.
Who was there when he got there?
Well, no, he was the big man there. But like I'm talking about like the centers from the Lakers. Like when you're sending the Lakers, you get the help from like.
Think about it, the
Hall of Famers, 2001. Well, but, no, probably like 2003, 2004, 2005.
Because he was with the Wizards for a couple years. But think about it, he went straight from being with Michael Jordan to being with Kobe.
Yeah.
So it's like you go from one goat to the other.
He's with the Wizards from 2001 to 2005, and he got to the Lakers. Obviously, 2005.
He never had any growth. And like when you go with Kobe, like. Kobe is so good. He stunted a lot of people's growth.
He's not there to teach you.
He's really not there to teach you. He's like, yo, we're gonna do this, and if you can't pick this shit up, you're just getting left.
But what I'm saying is, like, people like Wilt helped him, like while he was with the Lakers, because that's what the Lakers did.
Wilt Chamberlain?
Yeah.
What was Wilt Chamberlain actually teaching anybody?
When?
What was teaching them niggas?
Yeah, bro.
I don't know. I feel like I'm gonna hold you.
I don't know if I'm.
It's just something about like the
Will Chamberlain was so good. I don't think he knew how to teach anybody anything.
None of them niggas know how to teach nobody.
Also, Michael Jordan can't be nobody's
also,
coach.
Will died in '99, so Will wasn't. I think you're talking about Kareem.
Yeah, wrong tall black.
I'm about to say. Hold up. Wait a minute.
Yeah, Kareem. My fault. But yeah, no, like that's just something like with the Lakers organization, like the big men always like try to help the next big man.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad for him because that's part of the job.
Exactly.
Only reason I feel bad for him is for that certain
aspect. I can understand how
he was drafted into like not the best situation.
Now you being asked, I mean, it is you on the go because you got to practice and be better and whatever.
No,
but I can understand how you got there, how you can that can stunt your growth because you go from Michael Jordan, who's like he's never helped anybody do anything good.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same nigga that smacked Malik Monk on the back of the head, like nigga
on national television.
On national, like how the fuck you think that's gonna help him, like? And
your son and
then you go to Kobe, who's like, come on, yeah. Rest in peace. But we know, we all know that nigga was not
Kobe
nurturing.
Was gonna be a coach when he was he done was with not everything. Nurturing not while
young,
he was there.
He was not nurturing to young talent at all. And never in his career was he nurturing. Did he foster a nurturing or like
you had to be special.
His last season he was.
Yeah, last season when he was old.
Last
and
season, I don't even think he did was then.
Nah, definitely was. He was old and Clarkson stopped dunking like
he, had no choice. Yeah, he had no choice but
he
to be nice.
Tolerated them niggas.
Yeah,
and then as soon as he retired, he went back to hating them niggas openly again.
Literally left
remember
game
when
early.
He left early.
This might get cut.
Nigga left the game early.
Jesus, bro. Because when I remember when he was not nurturing. Do you remember when he was on Jimmy Kimmel? And Jimmy Kimmel showed him the footage of them like when they won that game. And then you can see the coat, like you can see the disgust, and the hate in Kobe's face. No, you don't have to do that. You just be like, you know what? I mean,
yo, Mike, they celebrated winning a close ass game after losing like 20 in a row, and they're on national
TV.
But they're on national TV
and they were
acting like fools.
And
they were on national TV acting like fools.
I really hate to do this. But for the last few years of Kobe's career, it was ass.
Yes.
So.
And they was on TV acting like fools for a win that meant nothing.
Okay, but it meant something to them because it broke a losing streak.
Wait, you're defending the guys?
Yeah.
Nah, fuck them.
I'm defending them as far as that they shouldn't have acted that foolish on TV. No, but I'm also not going to defend Kobe looking at them like. They're the scummy. Like, he was like...
Does it make sense, though? Like for Kobe? Like, I feel like it's on brand for Kobe, right?
I feel like you need to be some type of human.
Nah.
That is human.
Nah,
that is
you don't, not human. You don't get to that status being nice.
You don't.
I feel like after you've done it, you can be nice. Nah. It means nothing to you
anymore. Bro, to the day he died, he was like that. He was like that with his fucking daughter. You watch him. You know, fuckers at a game trying to enjoy the game. He's like teaching her shit on the sideline. Look at this. Look at that. Like,
I mean, that's great. But what they ain't doing shit for you. You ain't playing no more. When you're not playing, you can afford be a human.
Oh, he was
Jesus.
Playing.
You think this is wild.
LeBron was still in the league at that point, though.
What the fuck that got to do with
it? I'm sorry. Kobe. Sorry. Kobe was still in the league at that point.
All I'm saying is that he has never been one to foster or help guide young talent, ever. What, no matter how special you was, how good you were supposed to be, he just wasn't doing that. He did not create an environment for young players to grow.
Never.
You need to come in on board, ready to go,
ready to
if you wasn't
fall in
ready
line,
with
ready
your shit together.
That's why he liked. That's why he liked Andrew Bynum so much.
Actually, brother. Hold on.
What, some scrub that played hard, he liked him a little bit?
Andrew Gawlick. He called him Mini Mamba.
Who the fuck are you talking? Who? Who?
Well, you're not a Lakers fan, so you wouldn't know who that is.
Who the fuck is that?
But Andrew,
I don't think a lot of Lakers fans know who that is.
Real Lakers fans know who Andrew Gawlick is.
And where's he at now?
The Lakers fan with Asperger's.
Where's he at now? He got a Subway hat on somewhere.
I think that's how I actually think he's playing.
The only Lakers fans that know him are the ones with Asperger's that remember all the rosters.
Andrew Gawlick.
From 1979.
Andrew Gawlick. G-O-U-L-O-U-C-K?
L-O-European.
Andrew Gawlick. But he called him Mini Mamba. Kobe actually loved that kid.
Where's
the
he at
Lakers
now?
Didn't keep him. I actually think he's playing because
he
China.
Probably sucked.
And where?
No. Glock Drop was a bucket.
Who?
Glock Drop.
He cracked the starting lineup then.
Yeah, why, I don't know, bro. Why is he in the middle? Sucks. Why is he in the middle of Uzbekistan?
Because he was the player that
in the Rwanda.
He was the player that the Lakers picked up when Kobe got injured right before we went into the playoffs, and he wound up averaging like 15 that series, coming off the bench, and not playing in the NBA that whole season.
Right.
And then now he's
playing. My only question is, where is he now?
Now he's catching assists from J. Cole in Africa.
My only question is, where is he now?
Kobe, like players that dedicated to their craft. And granted, because the Lakers were good, we never really got high draft picks.
Well, I feel like him.
So it's like we would get like
professional
bum nigga that wouldn't play.
He doesn't understand. I think Kobe didn't.
I'm saying he did.
He didn't understand who he was as a person. He doesn't understand that he and his upbringing is very different than most players that get in the position that he is in now. He was raised from a young age to be a laser-focused non-human.
I just want to put this out there. This nigga Andrew that Keith is talking about played 40 games for the Lakers and averaged 4 points.
Yes.
No one knows this nigga.
I know they don't.
What's his name? Andrew Gallick?
Andrew Gallick.
G-O-U-D-E-L-O-C-K.
It sounds like a butt-ass nigga to me.
Who the fuck is this nigga,
you know
nigga,
what he
bro?
Did? You know why, Kobe probably liked him? Lakers. You know why Kobe probably liked him? Because he came to practice early, and he fucking pressed.
He probably did some Jimmy
this
Butler
nigga
shit.
Was on the nigga plays for the Shandong Golden Star.
Ni hao! Ni hao! Wong Dong Tigers.
His only NBA... His only NBA experience was the Lakers twice.
That nigga,
that's it.
Games, that nigga played more games than the old nigga that shoot the threes all the time.
Oh, I'm sorry, he was on the Rockets once.
Yeah, that's right, because he remembers all the Kobe's highlights.
That nigga was in Tel Aviv.
that nigga playing in the middle of Palestine. Well, fucking practice court just got bombed out of rotation.
Oh, come on.
That nigga calling for a ceasefire. I want to play. That nigga said, tell Hamas to stop. Hamas has called for a ceasefire. I want to get some reps in. That nigga be practicing with Hamas terrorists.
Yo, that's where Amari Stoudemire won his championships. Yeah, he won his shit in Israel.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's in Israel right now, isn't he? Nigga came back with the Jewish locks and everything.
Nigga was playing for Shine.
Yeah, if I say, isn't Shine? No, Shine is in Belize, right?
Yeah.
But Shine is Jewish.
Yeah, Shine is Jewish.
He went to Israel to get his.
I think Amari Stoudemire is Jewish.
Yeah, he is. That's what I'm saying. He had the fucking.
He played for Shine.
What's the Jewish curls things? He had them. Yeah. I want to call them lockers, but those are not lockers. Lockers are the pancakes.
That nigga was Hasidic Stoudemire.
This is going to get us canceled.
Yeah, we're out of here. we are out of here.
We're going on Birthright. Fuck it.
Oh.
My God.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Well.
That is the opinions of Quashe.
Next question.
What? There's nothing wrong with that. What the fuck?
Next
That's
question.
A trip.
Next.
Well, next question.
Well.
Yo, now, what were you? I'm going to ask y'all a question real quick since we're on sports.
Oh.
Can Steph Curry ever be considered a GOAT?
Yes.
Yes.
What does he got to do to become the GOAT?
If he goes to the finals with these niggas, GOAT.
Goated.
But like, goated. Actually? Like, goated. Like the GOAT, like Michael Jordan?
Like better? The actual GOAT.
Goated.
Nigga, he has Kevon Looney in the starting lineup.
No, I'm asking.
Look at this shit.
Because this nigga is disgusting.
Yeah.
And it's all Gary's fault. Because ever since Gary was here, and it's I said Gary's that. Fault. Steph Curry was out of his prime. This nigga Steph Curry has been on.
I don't know what y'all were talking. It was y'all two niggas. I don't know what y'all thought anyway.
Yeah, I don't know what you was on.
Look, pull up three.
Steph
was
back in his career.
Give it back. Yeah, no, Steph is in the middle of his prime, bro.
I beginning this year, I thought Steph was on the back in his career. The past two months.
What made you think that, though?
Because he's 32.
Yeah, what does his age have to do with anything, though?
Why age has everything to do with it.
No, it doesn't.
Age has something to do with it because it determines how much you
watched him play. You watched him play, though, right?
Yeah, and last year and this year, the end of this
your
year,
money
was nothing
has everything
special.
To do with
it was nothing anywhere.
He was hurt.
No,
that's part of it. Like, if you're hurt, that's part of your prime, right? Like, if you come back from injury, you're probably not going to be the same. So, like, now it's like, all right.
No, but he was showing very early that he was
nah, he wasn't doing this shit beginning the game, beginning of the season.
Like, he's legit in the MVP discussion.
No, this motherfucker's a problem. And ever since I said that shit 2 months ago, he's been on a fucking tear. And I'm like, yo, dude, I don't know what happened. Switch clicked.
Yeah, he heard you.
But he's fucking...
And he heard me caping for him.
He's disgusting. And, like, I'm trying to think, like, I feel like people don't talk about him as, like, one of the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
I think this nigga might be... It's up there.
I think he can already put in his bid for best point guard ever.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to stand on that.
Hey, but he'll play defense, though.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
I know.
Nah, in this case, I don't give a fuck.
Who you putting over?
You know why I don't give a fuck, Corey?
Who you putting over?
Because he's the best shooter to ever shoot the basketball.
Ever.
Ever. That's why, you know what? He don't got to play defense.
Yeah.
He don't. Because I don't. All the shooters.
I was like, I don't think Corey disagrees with that.
I think the game should be played like that.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Corey wants to see 179 points in the first half.
Damn, bro.
So he gets better.
The better defensive team.
So he gets better on the over.
Might lose.
Man.
Anyway. I know. Yeah, this one's real free for him, guys. Sorry.
It'll be all right.
It is what it is. Oh, Corey, what was you about to ask us?
If you guys were on the beach and you found $1.2 million worth of cocaine, what are you doing with it?
Wow.
Hey, yo. See, I knew that Dartmouth shit wasn't playing for
Wow. Okay.
I knew he was down. I knew he was.
He's snorting it.
He's definitely snorting a little bit.
You're going to find it and do it?
He's rubbing it in
yeah,
his teeth.
He's going to let it in. Like, yeah. Like a vet. That's good. That's good coke.
Like a vet in the game.
That's good stuff. That's the good stuff.
You got to numb your gums up.
Oh, yeah. That's Southeast Nicaraguan right there.
I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
That's straight out of Colombia.
He's like, I can taste the cocoa in it.
Oh, yeah. This is from
good stuff.
This from the New Leaf Tiger plant.
Oh my God.
On the hillside, like, countryside.
Sorry, I don't know. Honestly,
what are you doing, Julian?
1.2 million. I'm just walking away, bro. Because honestly, that much coke, there's no way somebody's not looking for it.
Mike,
I'm out. I'm not touching that shit.
That's a lot of money to be made, though. I think I'm not going to take all of it.
I'm out.
I want to take a little piece of it to, like, just give me, like, you said 1.2 million?
Yeah, 60 pounds. That's how much you weigh.
60 pounds?
That's how much
you weigh. I'll just take a pound.
100,000 almost?
I'll take it, like, yeah, give me, like, 1-2 pounds off that.
Isn't that what that is?
What I'm supposed to do? You going to sell it?
Yeah. I sell that. I flip that.
I think that you are... I wouldn't know what to do with it. Too many movies.
I wouldn't know what to do with it, yeah.
Why don't you think I could flip that?
Why? How don't you know what to do with it?
No, I'm going to break this down. I don't think most people understand how hard it is to sell drugs, right? And not only that, the average drug dealer doesn't even make six figures. Like, when people think about, I'm going to flip this, they're just watching too many movies.
Mm-hmm.
I think the average drug dealer doesn't make six figures because we're talking about low-level niggas on the corner that sell dime bags.
It's average.
Yeah, because most drug dealers are those niggas.
Yeah, most people don't have a lot of money, Mike.
No, I'm saying most drug dealers are those niggas, so they will make up the average.
Okay, but you have to include them because they're selling drugs.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm saying, but they never have that enough. They only make that because they can only afford. Their starting base is they.
Who are you giving this money? Who are you giving this
quantity
of
drugs? When you're talking about an average drug dealer, right, they don't start out with just $1.2 million.
They don't start out with a pound of coke.
They start out with nothing they can afford. All right, I can get a few 8 balls and flip those and then get enough to maybe get more 8 balls to flip. You're in a cycle. You started, like, it's like starting a business and you got $100,000 forgivable loan right there. It's like the same thing. You have a head start. So I'm saying, like, now,
a small loan of $1 million?
The small loan of a brick.
Yeah.
So I'm saying the hardest part would be finding a buyer and pulling off that buy. But if you find a buyer.
College campuses, bro.
Yeah, but that you would take college it would campus. Take so long to get that off. I'm the type of nigga, I'm trying to just go get me off in that one
would,
thing.
That's where the mistake would go, though. Like,
true.
If you had to do it too quick.
Yeah, but then I don't want to build a reputation. Then that increases your chances of getting pinched.
You do got to build a reputation because you got to get it off.
Now you the coke man at
if you at
BCC.
If you sell, let's just say you take half of it and you sell 30 pounds of cocaine, right? And then there's going to be an influx of cocaine in said area, right? Somebody's going to go to jail, right? And then, and because they are going to go to jail, snitching is a lot more common than we think. 9 times out of 10, your name's going to get brought up. And not only that, they could put you in a RICO. Even if they can't prove it, you can still go to jail. Exactly.
I mean, like, I ain't just walking around telling everybody my fucking... I'm not just doing this, like, as me. Like, if I was sincere, I wouldn't just be doing... Oh, my God. I wouldn't just be doing this as, like, myself.
No, I'm not saying that you would, but I just think that selling 60 pounds of cocaine is a lot harder than...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm saying.
And you're not going to get 1.2 million.
Absolutely, that's what I'm saying. Like, a 60...
That's street value.
60, that's nuts. But... Like 2 pounds, I can get 2 pounds off.
Get 2 pounds off in Burlington tonight.
I think you can get 2 pounds off, man.
Tonight. I don't think you'll get a pound off.
2 pounds of
but I think
of
you
coke?
Get some off it. I think you can get.
I can get 2 pounds off and not leave the state.
Yeah, of course.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but how much do you think you can get off in Burlington?
In the county or the city or the town?
Say the town.
The town?
Yeah.
I'd be surprised if I can get a quarter pound off.
I'm gonna give you a few eight balls.
He ain't even hit him.
I don't mean
to distract the pod, but LeBron just got hit and this nigga's acting like he just got shot in the face.
Because we need an excuse.
I'm doing two things. I'm either walking away or I'm gonna see.
Oh, bro, this about to be a meme.
Yes, I need it.
He about to cry?
He is crying, little bitch.
Sorry. Go ahead, Corey, what were you saying?
Hold on. God. Right, but I think what were you doing? We don't gotta hide. We stopped because we wanted to say something flagrant.
Yeah.
what are you doing with the cocaine?
For me, two things: either I'm walking away or I'm calling the police because you can get a small reward. I think the reward would be like $5,000, $10,000. But at that point, you're getting $5,000 to $10,000 for nothing, and you don't have a risk of looking over your shoulder.
I know, but the $5,000, then you're gonna take the taxes off that. That's 2.5.
If they give you 5,000, you probably see like 2,800.
I know it's stupid, but to go from 2 million to 2,800 is like, bro,
it's insane.
And I'm not saying I don't even want the 1.2 million. Just saying I could take my little piece and make.
I think
like
you just want something untapped.
100K.
Yeah. Your whole life would change.
My life is different, and I just took a little piece that nobody's going to think about because if you found it, you're just going to assume that's just lost in the mojo.
Exactly.
So 2 pounds out of 60, that's like less than 10%. Nobody's crying over that and like going on a super like, I need to find that 2 pounds of my 60. So I can get that off, and I'm good. Well, at least... Most all my debts cleared. I can, man. Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like I said, somebody looking for that shit.
That's where your debt's not cleared.
My 100,000?
Yeah, because you can't really spend that.
Why can't I?
You don't have a job, Mike.
Yes, I do.
How much you make a year?
Freelance.
Doing what?
Don't worry about it.
You saying he can't spend
that?
You
can't do that.
Why can't you spend it?
Yeah, that's too much. Like, have you see? Like, I'm,
hold on, I you can't say, hold on. Hold on.
So you're saying he can't spend money just because he found it, but he didn't have it before he found it.
How much
anyway.
Money are you spending? If I give Mike $100,000 of drug money right now, all Mike did was get a few trips to the gas station and a few extra trips to the grocery store. Can't buy a car.
Can't buy
a house.
You're saying he can't buy a car with that?
No.
Why?
Why not? I can loan you that money.
You can't with what? With what
you
job?
Can't buy a car with cash?
With what kind of car?
You can't buy a car with cash?
What kind of car?
Why does it matter?
Just a car.
If you spend more than $7,000 on a car with your income, you're gonna raise a red flag. Your debt is not cleared. I can assure you that.
If you go to a buy here, pay here place, you're going to get a car.
But like I said $7,000.
First of all.
You're gonna go somewhere and buy a car for $15,000 and be chilling. Nobody's gonna ask anything because they're selling drugs too.
Yeah, but they're also putting it on their credit.
There's a lot of drug dealer niggas that buy cars with no questions asked.
Yeah, and they also and end then you can put on the title. That's the easiest way you catch them, by doing things like that, Mike. That's what I'm saying. Your debt is not cleared.
Why?
9 times out of 10, when you're trying to catch a drug dealer or selling drugs, you don't get them with drug money. You get them with not paying taxes because you can't prove how you got this money.
Hmm.
I think you can launder the money, put it in offshore accounts, and different things of that nature.
You don't even know how to do that. That's why I'm saying no. But I you can didn't figure clear it out. You didn't clear your debt. Turn it into
cryptocurrency. I can figure it out.
Facts. Turn it into Doge.
Doge going to the moon.
That shit went straight to hell after he said that.
The easiest thing that you could do is go to the casino.
True.
And even then,
even then, you're going to lose it all.
As a person who watches shows
that are about... How can't you put in offshore accounts?
Mike, do you know how to do that?
I'm going to figure it out. I don't need to learn it. I don't have money like that.
I'm just saying like that. You can't pay off your student loans with that. With the
you home. Absolutely can. Not in one go. Yes, you
can. How long would you do
just
that?
Make your monthly payments. That's just...
Yeah, that yes, you could do that, but...
Yeah.
But...
That's not... I'm never worrying
that's
about
my money.
That's
free money. Yeah.
That's fine, but... Man, but as far as you like...
That's enough for me. That is enough for me. To know that I don't ever have to think about my student loans ever again. Yeah, I can't just have the benefit of just paying for it in one go. No. But get the fuck out of here. You are
my God.
This whole ass. So yeah, we had to pause real quick because
NBA basketball.
That fraud ass nigga LeBron had a really nice shot. but good thing it wasn't a freak though, because he actually sunk it. But we go ahead.
We move.
That was crazy though.
That was a good game.
But the 100,000, I think I can pull it off. I mean, you poke a lot of holes. You made a lot of jabs at my career. But
I'm just saying, this is somebody.
You can do it.
This is somebody. This is somebody who works with the state police, and I have meetings with them all the time. One of the hardest things that you can do because of technology today. One of the hardest things that you can get away with today is selling drugs. And killing somebody. It's nearly impossible to kill somebody and get away with it. Nearly.
Mike.
Nearly.
You can do it.
100,000, I believe.
Speaking from experience, you can do it.
100,000.
What experience do you
speaking
have?
From experience.
You can do it.
With 100,000.
What experience?
What?
You can do it.
This nigga wore a shirt that matched the mic and started acting totally different.
No, with 100,000, you can do it because multiple people do it.
You can do it.
But I'm...
You can do it. Put it that
way. What does Q do?
Government not knowing you can do it. It was nothing illegal like how we got it, but you can do it.
Is it? Can you share?
Yeah.
But if he says this, if he says he's going to launder it, he's not doing that.
No, I'm not going to launder
it. I didn't say you. I said Mike.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how would I say this without saying this too much?
We can always edit things.
Keith. I had not just me and a loved one came into a large lump sum of money, 6-figure money, and it is spent
like an inheritance.
Yes.
Okay.
Not anyone any books anywhere, and it was spent. College.
Oh, like it was almost like your loved one had like money in the mattress type shit, and it was like y'all just gonna get this. Mm. Oh, okay.
And it was spent, no question asked, anywhere.
Well, I think it's easier to do that because don't y'all have jobs and shit?
Yeah, but I don't. I'm talking about like my mom made probably 60-70 grand, and I went to a school that my tuition was probably like 15.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that because that money was taxed and accounted for that it's
it wasn't the person that left it never had a job.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's different, though.
That's what I'm saying. It was some money in the mattress type
stuff. Yeah, but just because it's money in the mattress doesn't mean that it's not taxed and accounted for.
No, it was. It came out of a safe deposit box.
Mm.
And no, y'all niggas don't know me, so don't fucking come at me. Listeners.
I ain't got no questions.
I learned something new about you every day.
Every episode.
They called that a charge. He went in the air up with him. That's nuts. Anyway.
But anyway, you can absolutely do it.
Oh, okay.
But anything over that, I wouldn't be willing to do.
But I want to continue this conversation we kind of started to have while we were off air, which is nuts to me. I want to preface it by, do you guys know about that story with the pop singer from the Netherlands, Naomi Sharon?
Oh, she's from the Netherlands?
Is this the Drake? She's from the Netherlands?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's from the Netherlands. I know she's from the Netherlands.
She is fine as hell.
Fine as a motherfucker. Now,
do you blame him?
Hold on. He's a piece of shit for that. Now, if you guys who don't know, Naomi Sharon is a singer, up-and-coming singer from the Netherlands. She's apparently she's going to be featured or has done some work on Drake's upcoming album, Certified Lover Boy. Apparently, her and her fiance of 8 years, her boyfriend of 8 years and fiance, I don't know if they were fiance for 8 years, because I doubt.
Yeah, I know they were together for 8 years.
But they've been together for 8 years, and it was her fiance at the time. Guess Drake flew them out for her to do some work on the album. Apparently.
Wait, them? He was there?
He was there.
Oh, hell no.
Apparently, you know, he flew them out for them to do some work on the thing or whatever. And apparently, you know, Drake piped down Naomi Sharon. And
thus ruining the marriage.
Thus ruining the engagement. And yeah. So. Basically, you can see the dude had like a real kind of meltdown.
Nigga started doing all type of taekwondo.
Yeah, he was doing like boxing videos on Instagram.
Nigga was training like a Tekken character. One thing
that'll inspire you to get in shape, it's a broken heart.
Yeah. And yeah. How?
Yeah, I did it.
Doing it.
Doing it.
Doing it.
Still doing it.
Yep.
Fucking string beans.
Mike, what the fuck?
Yo.
I fucking hate kale and spinach.
It's fucking
string
beans.
Yo, have you tried the kale tonic like I told you?
Stupid. It's good.
Told you.
It is good. I didn't have that specific one, but I had something like that from Target. Mm-hmm. It's very delicious.
No, it is.
Yeah.
How does it make your bowel movements?
I will say this. Once I've been starting my diet, my poops have been immaculate.
Okay.
My poops don't smell as bad. My poops are very solid. My poops are not an emergency. It used to be every poop was an emergency. And I can tell, even when I cheat a little bit,
the difference.
I can see the difference, smell the difference, feel the difference in my poops.
Bro, we talk about shitting on here.
As we should. As we should.
As we should. But honestly, you really can tell that, like, your poops and your like, whatever comes out usually matches what comes in.
Mm-hmm.
If you eat garbage,
it's going to be garbage going out.
It's going to be garbage going out. Like, when you drink a lot of fucking soda and fucking juice and shit, when you piss, it's going to be a fucking yellow, bubbly mess. It's going to look like mellow, yellow soda. Poured straight out of your dick. But you drink water, you know, it comes like, I haven't peed yellow in like 2 months.
Because your pee is supposed to be kind of clear.
Yeah. Your pee is supposed to be almost like water, which, good sign.
Mm.
But then your poops are supposed to be solid. That's from the fiber in the vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Like when it's like a whole bunch of fucking brown water. When the poop mixes with the water like a water poop medley, it needs to be a distinction. Like, this is the poop and this is the water. When you can
it's
make
just that, mixing like oil and water.
Yeah. When it just mixes like paint. You have a problem. You just make a fucking poop soup in the bowl. You want your poops in the bowl not look like soup, but to look like matzo ball soup.
How the fuck did we
like
get it
chicken
from Drake,
and dumplings?
Drake stealing
like clear
girl.
Dumpling, like clear. That is poop there.
How did we get to
and it is separate.
What are we even?
And it's separate from the water
from
around.
Drake stealing somebody's girl.
Yeah, what are you talking
and
about?
And basically, when you look in the poop, it's a piece of shit like Naomi Sharon is eating on her man.
Okay.
I told you we'd bring it back. Just follow me. Don't question the car.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
The Uber driver. I'll get us to our destination.
Oh my God. Is it the magic school bus?
No, but like, what are you. going off that, what do you think that's, how do you feel about that situation?
If that was me, there'd be two dead bodies. Murder.
What about you,
LZ? I'm smacking the fuck out of Drake on sight, bro.
Oh, I thought you were about to say her. Man.
Her, no. Too. No. Her, too. Yeah.
Nah. I want I want her to see what she made me do. You made me do this.
No, this is what I'm going to do. You made me do this. Kill him first so she can watch and be scared before I kill her.
I don't think you do anything to him.
He has the track record of fucking people's women.
He blew you out, too.
I'm beating his ass.
Did he? I don't think he clipped in.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm beating his ass.
You met me and shook my hand.
I'm beating the fuck.
And we worked out together. I'm beating the fuck. My girl, I'm going to kill you.
Kicking that nigga straight in his kneecaps.
There's no other way.
He got bad.
I think that's more of a reflection of her than it is.
It is.
It is.
They're going to reflect in the afterlife together. Ain't no way.
Yeah, bro.
That nigga looked me in my eye.
And was like, yo.
What's up, bro? Nice to meet you,
good
bro.
Good shit. Your girl.
Yo.
By the way, you know your woman.
Like? That's the, you know, the Drewski video?
Yeah,
where it's
no,
like,
yeah.
You got a good one, but he really fucked her. Like, he did that afterwards. Like, yeah.
Yeah, you got a good
I'm
one.
I'm gonna kill
Don't say
you.
That to me.
Like, I was mad. He was mad off the maybe. Like, nah, he clipped for real. And now the world know I'm murdering you both. It is a double homicide. Yes. There's no way around it. Nobody. What are you doing? You letting him slide?
I'm not letting him do anything, but I think that that's more of a reflection of her.
It is.
I think he did. I think Drake did him a favor.
Nah, and I'm gonna do you a favor.
Yeah, I'm gonna do.
And that never works out for that other person anyway. When has it ever worked out?
It's not gonna work out.
Exactly.
You're gonna fucking die.
You gonna die.
Listen, yeah, me. All right.
You gonna die.
We just gonna have to agree to disagree because I don't.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not.
Death.
Drake has a track record of ruining people's relationships.
Who else he do?
Trying to fuck other people's women. I'm beating the fuck out of him.
That Dwayne.
I'm beating
Dwayne with who?
A chick Wayne was in relations with.
Like you, he does that. That's his thing. That is his thing to do. And it's at some point, sometimes, and I don't like to give women like, but like, he knows it's pretty much he can have any woman he wants.
Yeah. For the most part. Yeah.
But
you know that.
My girl. Fuck you.
Fuck you, nigga.
He didn't
make a bad choice.
He didn't. But that's why it's my girl, not yours, nigga.
It's mine.
If you
take an extra second to look because you're Drake, you can find 30 of them that look just like her.
Facts.
If not better. But you chose the one. Come on, bro.
You got to perish, like bro. You got to perish.
Can sing.
You got to perish.
Yeah. You have to perish. Yes. You have to meet the River Styx.
And I'm not even that type of nigga, but no, I'm pissed.
I am.
I'm mad.
I'm going to fucking destroy your existence.
Yeah.
I'm going to paint the river with your blood. I'm sorry. Especially when it's a dude like Drake.
Especially when a corny nigga, a cornball nigga like him.
He's
corny.
You a favor.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
He's not.
If you're attracted, attracted to corny shit,
I'm still leaving her. Yeah, I'm still leaving her, and I'm still beating the fuck out of him.
I don't think there's many girls in this world that's going to call Drake corny, though.
Because he's rich.
If you think Drake's corny, you're going to do it because he's
Drake is rich.
Yeah. And it's fucking Drake.
He's rich.
Because he has access to things.
That's like saying to my, it's Chameleonaire. Yeah, he's still got bread, but he's fucking corny.
That's like, you know what that is?
Yeah,
that's like a rich person.
Nah, that's a difference.
You know what it's like? You know what it's like? Have y'all seen Emperor's New Groove?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, did you know the emperor is the emperor, right? Cusco's the emperor.
Mm-hmm.
He's the emperor. He can make his little summer house anywhere he wanted to. But he chose the hill where the peasant dude live. Like, damn, nigga, like, you have all the power and all the resources in the world. Why can't you choose the place where I'm not at?
Literally.
Exactly. He was like, well, she hit the notes like I like them and she light skin. But there's a lot of light skin. You just left one.
Who?
Georgia Smith.
Yeah.
Another one you just had tatted on your arm because you're a dweeb.
This nigga, sidebar, this nigga LeBron said, I was literally seeing three rims out there, so I just tried to hit the middle one. Who lies more, LeBron James or the game?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
I don't know. The game is nasty.
The game.
He's 40.
I would expect the game to say something like this. Man, nigga, I got jumped one time. I was seeing six niggas. There was really only three of them, so I just swung for the middle nigga.
I think it was CJ McCollum. Somebody was
actor
like,
of the year.
Oh, so one of these niggas in NBA tweet is like, three rims. Get the fuck out of here. I'm going to bed.
Nigga said he was seeing three rims, so he shot for the middle one.
Shut up. Nigga.
That's what I'm telling. Like, I'm going to lie like that when I tell my kids about the quarantine, nigga. You don't get to lie like that.
Yeah. We didn't even have toilet paper.
There was no toilet paper. Niggas was shitting in each other's mouths. It was nasty. Like,
it was like, called a recycle pool.
It was a continuous before. Cycle.
Yeah. So we were just shitting in each other's mouth. We call it a human centipede.
Human centipede.
Come on, man.
Bronze annoying. But yeah, nah, I said all I have to say. I'm beating the fuck out of Drake. It's really nothing to it. And like I said, I'm not that type of person. Like, if somebody cheats, like, you shouldn't be mad at the other person that kind of came in between it.
That's how I feel.
You should be mad at the person. No, but in this case, I'm beating the shit out of Drake.
8 years?
Because I know that nigga, bro. He's corny.
You preyed on my woman.
Yeah.
You preyed on her.
Yeah.
Preyed on
her. And I'm still leaving her. I'm not leaving her. I'm not like, you know, I mean, I'm not crying and staying.
At that point, she left you.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, no. She's
going to love me. I'm not going to be mad.
And you know, I'm taking my frustration out on
about it.
I'm taking my frustration out on the nigga that intruded.
Yeah. She's an animal.
Yeah, you seen the video she posted? Like the goodbye, the song? Y'all ain't seen the song?
Yeah, the song.
No, I heard the song.
Really funny way of like, When they cheat or when they break up,
they try to make it look like it was cute.
They try to make it seem like they're doing you a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's like, you know what? I was studying those lyrics because I'm fucked up in the head.
Here it is. She I'm going to play it. This shit was lit.
It sounds so good. Stop it. Stop that real quick. Can you stop it? She said, wishing you all the best.
After I
fucked another man. After I've confessed. Yeah, I did it, but you'll be all right. Wishing you the best. Go ahead. Continue it.
I can't wait for Drake to sample this, though.
Oh. Wishing you all the best. After I have confessed.
Here comes a lie.
I'm still missing you.
You wasn't missing me, fucking Drake.
But there is no way back.
No, it isn't, bitch. Why?
Cause you deserve to rest. Wishing you all the wishing you all the best. Go for what your heart seek. Find peace in the
now she's trying to make this image like I'm releasing you to be free. Like this. You did this.
Yeah.
You did this.
Literally.
You did this. Remember that whole conversation we had with women and accountability? Yes, I can.
You gotta have some discipline.
It's called having discipline.
It is called having discipline.
I do blame her. This wasn't some boyfriend you had for 6 months. They were together 8 years, Kenan.
That's fine.
You
but
build a life
like
when you have 8 years.
There's 8 years. There's some people where if you have the chance, you gotta take it.
No, you don't. If all you're gonna get is. A story out of it.
Like
if you're willing to throw away 8 years over 15 to 20 minutes, that's more. Telling.
And that's all you're getting out of it.
That's more telling about
that's
her
it?
Than it is. Of
you're just
anything.
Getting a nut.
Listen,
and you don't even know if she even got that.
And you know, and I'm sorry.
Hey, Mike. If
she's not giving, he not giving me no money. There's no guarantee you're gonna be on this album.
If
you know how he is with music, you're probably even not gonna be on the album.
Mike, if you were engaged and Georgia Smith threw the coochie at you.
No, no. I don't know what type of nigga you think I am.
Listen, I just think there's just some people that, you know, if you got the chance, you got to take it, bro.
I think cheating is a lot deeper than... When you look at it on the surface...
There's this movement...
If you look at it on the surface, like, oh, she made a mistake, how could she do that? But, like, you don't know how that's going to affect him mentally going forward.
Yeah,
okay, like you're so looking at it on a very surface level, talking about some fucking nut shit, and when I mean nut shit, I'm talking about like actual nut. But like think about how that affects him mentally going forward.
All right, what if
you don't
what
think
if
that he's gonna forget?
I can't trust you ever again.
No man can.
would have been.
No, man, I'm looking at, when I look at you, I am visualizing that other man over top of you, sweating over top of you, busting a nut. I can't.
With the fucking heart part in his head.
Oh my fucking God. Yeah, okay, I'm killing him. If, murder.
I can't even listen to his music no more.
Nah, you can't. And I feel bad for anybody that can't. That's good. Just saying.
Would it have been better if she would have came to him like, hey, yo, listen, Drake.
How about you just Drake, do business with what
Drake,
you're here
Drake
for?
Drake wants to clap these cheeks. This is a one-time, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I'm coming to you before.
If you come to me before that, I'm punching the fuck out of you in the nose.
Yeah,
because we shouldn't even have, this is something we don't even discuss. You tell that nigga no, and if he, what?
Listen, that's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, bro.
I don't give a
Are you going to fuck Drake if he comes to you?
Fuck.
Again, you're looking at it on the
side. All right, then. Shut up.
That's a whole different conversation.
Keenan, I don't know.
Take his mic.
Keenan, I don't think you have the depth for this conversation.
Okay, nigga, no.
Nigga sound like a J. Cole fan. What? Like, you just don't have the mental capacity.
No, excuse
and
me?
And I'm not trying to...
Oh, that's what we didn't talk about. Jake Kenan, goes out. We'll talk about
we'll get
that.
To that. Kenan, have you been cheated on before?
No.
Have you cheated on somebody before?
No.
So that's what I mean when I say.
But
you
that's
don't
why
have
I just said. What if she came to him?
People don't.
Doesn't matter.
You talk about it so flippantly because you've never experienced that.
So it's easy to be like, hey,
it'll be
once in a lifetime.
It's just something. It's
cute.
I'm saying you're only looking at it on the surface. That's why you're smiling
like,
right now.
Yeah, because you.
That's why you're smiling right now.
You have a chuckle. Everybody in this room is like,
"Nigga, no,
no."
If you really,
not, is everybody in this room
really
saying no? Q.
If you love somebody,
is everybody in this room saying no? Q. Because you're the only person that hasn't said nothing.
Let's do this wrong. Everybody, and let's be real with yourself when you ask yourself a question. We're gonna be vulnerable for half a second right now. I'm gonna go around. Q. When you go through that those fucking Polynesian pectorals beneath the tissue to that semblance of a heart, whatever it might be,
it's pollinized.
But behind the haka tattoo and the chest hair and the tissue, the muscle tissue where the heart may be, the ice pump. I don't know what's there. Mm-hmm. Has that heart been in love with somebody before?
Yes.
Okay, we have one. Have you been in love with somebody before, Corey? Yeah. Elsie, have you been in love with somebody before?
No. Say like, now.
I wish
you know
what?
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You know what?
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I'm going to tell you one thing.
I'm kidding.
You know, my face, it was a mix of shock. It's like, yo. This nigga really coming out the bag.
I'm kidding.
I was like, Elsie coming out party is, this rebrand is
here.
Really nuts.
new mixer, new rebrand.
He's really nuts. I'm kidding.
I didn't know whether like be shot or like, he's like, hey. In the wild dap, like,
we don't love
these.
Don't dap me, nigga. I'm tired of this nigga dapping me every episode. Don't dap me on that shit.
New mixer.
I'm
new
kidding.
I got a new heart.
Yes. I was kidding, y'all. Jokey joke.
That shit was hilarious.
He sucked the air out the room. Hey,
yo. Yes, okay.
And
yes.
I have.
Yeah.
Keenan?
Yes, I have.
All right. Now.
Was she white?
It don't count. Well, definitely don't. White. It don't.
So you gotta ask. Corey again?
No, I've only been
in love with non-white women.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm kidding.
No, I've only been in love with one woman.
Oh,
Jesus. We're not gonna get into all this.
That's not, yeah. Finish your fucking question. We're not doing this.
I don't know.
There's no way I can.
We're not doing this.
No way I can.
Finish your question.
Why is everybody laughing?
Because we're all expecting you
because we
to
know
say the
you,
person. The person we expect you about to say is not the person
you.
That we probably think you should say. We all think the person you're about to say is not the person that we think you should say.
Then who?
I just don't think that we're talking about the same person.
No, no, I don't think we are either.
No, no. Nah, bud. We aren't. We aren't. We hold on, Trap. All right, anyway.
No, 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 no. You don't have to say it out loud on the mic. Who are you talking about?
Not who you think I'm talking about.
I know, but can you mouth it for me? Text it?
We'll something? Talk about it off air.
Okay. Oh,
but if, but I can assure you it's not who you think I'm
talking about. Oh, I'm sure.
That's why I'm like, wait.
That's what? Why I'm.
Yeah, that's kind of how we all have we're that all baffled.
I did. No, no, I'm, I had to adjust my ass.
I'll just say this because I don't no want to. I don't want to be too vulnerable. I've been in love. I've love is something that I've experienced on one time, and it's not with a white woman, because and I can say this because
is this something that you've noticed after?
Yeah, you have to notice that. There's no way you notice
so
it.
Like,
when it's happening.
So like, look, so
fair, foul. You don't got to explain yourself.
Say, that's well, it.
No more.
I will. So fair. So like, I was in a relationship for 6 years,
mm-hmm.
you know, I, you know, and then obviously because you guys witnessed it firsthand, things didn't work out. And then like, you know, I would have conversations with myself and I would say like, damn, like how could this happen? How can you do this to someone you love? And then like, when you look at it for like what it's worth, we weren't in love.
Yeah. Okay. Just,
okay.
We were young and we stayed together too long. I can honestly say like I was never in love with her because the things that I was looking at something, right? I was looking at something. Do you know why most people get divorced nowadays?
Why?
It
loses respect for their partner.
It has nothing to do
really?
With money. It has nothing to do with infidelity or money.
Lose respect for
it's
your partner.
Loss of respect. And when I look at those 6 years, the things that were happening were nothing to do with love.
Respect.
It was all about respect.
Mm-hmm.
That 6 years ended not because of love. It ended because of lack of respect. And I think that like when I left that relationship, I was just like, I want X, Y, and Z. And then, like, somebody came into my life and gave me that.
Mm.
And I pushed her away because she was everything that I prayed for. And she was everything that I asked for. And I didn't know how to handle it because for the first time in my life, I finally got everything that I wanted.
Hmm.
And the relationship that I'm in now, I can honestly say she's the first woman that's ever loved me unconditionally. Mm. And for the first few months, I didn't like it.
Yo. Doesn't that suck when, like, you get everything you want and it's like something goes wrong?
It's not that. It's just that it was too good to be true.
It's
surreal.
No, it's just like it doesn't end up with you getting it. Like, but you recognize that this is everything.
It.
But something happens. It turns into a... It's,
I mean, you got to... I don't want to get too deep, but I think that just means that it wasn't what you thought it was.
Yeah, like, I think I was just... in during that 6 years, I was very... delusional, right?
Yeah.
So with that being said, like I just in my mind I had like the soccer mom white picket fence kind of vibe in my head, but in reality it was like I was turning a blind eye to things that
to the red flags,
major red flags, mm-hmm. like lack of respect, and like I'm just so thankful that I only had pets with her, not kids, mm-hmm. because like
you just kill a dog.
Okay. But like it's just
there
like,
you can
like, and I don't want to talk about it too much. But like you could
put dogs to sleep.
Yeah.
But no, I just think that we came from two different worlds, so we could never truly like
have it wasn't
kids and like it wouldn't be a cohesive family because our ideologies are just different.
Yeah.
Like
two different levels.
Yeah. But like for me, like and y'all know this as my best friends. When I walk into a room and I have my opinion is what it is. And if I'm wrong, you're going to have to prove me wrong.
Yeah.
And until you prove me wrong, I'm going to stand on what I say.
Yeah.
And I can't be with somebody whose opinion changes with the room.
Yikes.
It's not going to work.
Hmm.
And I can't have kids with that type of person because you're displaying to them that it's okay for your opinion
to change
with certain crowds.
That's sick. Yeah.
And you can't be like that as a black man or black woman.
Yeah. Period.
Hey.
Purr.
Big brr.
Big brr. I got my herb purr.
But
brr. Who said that?
Who said that?
Talk about it.
If you think that, boy.
If you think that, you're just fucking stupid.
You're out of the game.
But anyway, how do we even get here?
Drake.
Yeah, Drake fucking people's woman.
No, nah, bro, you said we're having a role.
Everybody's
agreed that they've been in love.
They've been in love. I'm saying, imagine that person that, and we're not that Drake. Little love. Like, it's grown-up adult love. Like, you can see yourself building a life with this person. But then they talk about, yeah, I fucked this other person. I don't care who it is. I don't care what the context was. The only acceptable context is if that you are taking advantage of. And I'm not saying I'm looking for you to be taken advantage of, but that's the only forgivable way for you to have sex with somebody else. Like somebody just took advantage of you, and then we can handle it that way because that nigga's dead.
Yeah.
But if you willingly, consensually had sex with another man or another person.
What if it was a regular guy?
I don't give a fuck who it is. If it's not Michael, the DeHaven Winfield, it's problems out here.
Yeah.
I don't care if it was a bum on the street or the fucking the ghost of fucking of Bill Gates.
He's not even dead.
He ain't even dead. I was thinking of the Apple nigga, Steve Jobs. Yeah, Steve that dead nigga. Him.
Jesus Lord.
I mean, he is dead.
He's dead. So, that's what I'm saying. And I don't know, maybe I think of it differently because I experienced being cheated on, even though it was at a young age. It
sticks with you.
It sticks with me, and I don't think about that lightly at all.
Do you think you're always going to hold on to that animosity, that feeling?
I don't hold on to... It's not animosity anymore. I don't have that in my heart anymore. And I have it for a while now, but I'm still very aware and conscious of those feelings and how it make me feel and what those feelings can do to a person. That's why I feel like when I went through that lets me know, oh my God, I would never want to put nobody through this.
That's what I'm saying. If you really love somebody, you would never want to play with their mental state.
That's what I'm saying. Like, bro, that's like me feeling this. I was like, bro, I obviously don't want to go through this again, but I'm telling you one thing. I don't give a fuck what I'm going through in my relationship.
I ain't never putting nobody through this.
I'm never putting nobody that I claim to love through this.
Yeah.
Because this fucking sucks.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Have you ever been the...
Go ahead.
A cheater?
The person that
slept with someone. I've been
a cheater?
Like the person that a cheater committed the act with.
Yes.
So like you slept with a girl who was in a relationship.
Yes. Yeah.
Julie.
That's different. I didn't realize the question you was gonna ask.
No.
You know what I'm saying? In theory, you are now putting somebody else through that same pain.
And you know what? I did that thing where it was like, oh, you know, it's none of my business. I don't have nothing to do with that. But.
Mm-hmm. Would you do it again?
No.
What if it was dependent on a certain woman?
I say, would it depend on the person?
No. No.
No. Your conscience can't let you say it.
No, because y'all funny.
I'll just ask questions now.
I'm just
trying to see great content.
You niggas are funny. But no, sincerely, no. I don't think I could. I think I could, I could fiddle around with it, but I don't think I could actually do it because I don't know. Because it's the truth. Like, you lose them how you get them. So it's like, you just don't want
to
set up.
Yeah, but like that's why, like that. To me, you know what I mean? That's why I feel like I wouldn't have. As a basic human, you're going to be upset, especially with the guy. But like, I would never let it get to a point where I'm gonna put hands on him.
Oh no, absolutely gonna do
for
that.
For me, how I feel like your punishment is losing me.
It's facts.
Like I firmly feel like you losing me out of your
life.
But
that nigga just gets to steal from you and get scot free.
I don't view it as him stealing from me because at that point it's not mine.
Yeah, that's true.
Literally, the only time I will ever actually fight the man is if I know you.
Or if it's in my house. That's when I have a problem. If it's in my house, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But
nah, I still...
Nah, nigga if met I the know nigga. You, he met him. But like, he met him. That's different, bro.
okay, meeting somebody and like the only way I'm putting my hands on it is if like you're my boy or you're my
family. Well, no, that's personal.
That's the only way I'm fighting the guy.
But
that's the only way I'm fighting the guy.
You invited me to your crib and tried to give me fake hospitality while all the time, the whole time you was praying on my girl. Nah, dog, I gotta put my hands on you. If we never had contact, then I guess that's that. I'm still gonna kill him. But you brought me through. It was like, yeah, man, we. Like, you was fake cool with me. Like, we worked out together. We was doing this. And then this whole time, you thinking about fucking my wife. Nah, nigga, you gotta go. You have to go.
Yeah, nah.
You gotta go. I'm you gotta go.
I'm not with that at all.
You gotta fight, go. So
you're fighting as well, too.
I'm fighting that nigga. Especially, if it's a corny nigga like Drake.
I'm shooting him like dead.
You have to see me.
I feel like it's punishment enough that you gotta deal with that.
Yeah. He don't get, but nah, I'm saying gonna, the dude don't
double,
get no money.
We double up on it.
You can also think of it as a compliment, because like you said, Drake and any woman in the world.
That is some
yours.
Warped thinking. And which is, yeah, you did the right thing. You did the right thing.
Nigga said warped.
That is some warped thinking.
Yeah, right? You go, what's up with me, bro?
Yo, my bitch must have been bad.
Yeah, no, nigga, this nigga be on the, in the mirror putting on makeup. Like, I mean, at least he thought my bitch was bad. I mean,
nigga shaving his fucking eyebrows off.
But at least he thought enough of my girl.
Fucking ripping his eyelashes out with his fingers. He thought my bitch was bad. I guess that means my bitch was bad. He wanted to fuck her. No.
And he did it. No.
And he did it. We're Eskimo twins.
Eskimo brothers.
Eskimo brothers. Nah, I'm killing him.
No, man. No, bro. Murder.
I'm beating the fuck out of him.
Murder was the case.
Yeah. It's over.
It's a double homicide.
We want to talk about the J. Cole album.
Yeah,
y'all actually listen.
Yeah. I did the car test and everything. I listened to it at home, and then I listened to it in the car while I was driving.
Still don't like it.
No, it was solid.
It's alright.
It's a good album. I wouldn't say it was bad. It was just.
It has very little replay ability for me.
I've only listened to it once.
Yeah, I listened to it twice so far. Yeah, the replay value is not really there like that.
Yeah.
Even the song with Lil Baby, I thought that would be one that I could listen to a lot, but it really didn't even have that.
Yeah.
It's a good album, though. I'm not going to say it's bad.
Not trash at all.
Not trash. Now, the beat selection, A1.
This is the reason why I think it's solid and not trash, like his usual work, is that he's finally did what a lot of people who have criticized J. Cole have asked him to stop doing. Mm-hmm. And that is producing his own music.
You think Forest Hill Drive was trash?
No, I think that's the only thing in his catalog besides Friday Night Lights that isn't trash.
Yeah.
And Born Center was all right. But anything else sucks.
I think Cole's one of those artists that like either you like him and you don't, and it doesn't really matter like what stage of his career. It's either you like him or you don't.
I don't think that's true.
I think it's nuanced because it's like, I think as a rapper, he's a good rapper. But I feel like he does much with his music. Like, he produces his beat. He's not really a great beat maker like that.
And that goes hand in hand with rapping.
And like, all his beats.
That's production of the song
pretty
is very
much
important.
Sound the same. And so, I'm the type of person with music is, yes, there's a such thing as too many cooks in the kitchen, but there's also a such thing as too few cooks in the kitchen. Not enough cooks. And that's what J. Cole's problem is. He doesn't have enough cooks in the kitchen, so everything's kind of blends together. Mm-hmm. Like, when J. Cole is rapping on the beat, he's producing the beat, it's like you don't get no other influences on
there.
He
has no features.
It's just him.
It's like, imagine just like nigga ain't got no proofreading.
It's no collaboration.
Like imagine like you turn the paper in, you think that shit is fire, and then the teacher give it back and you're like D+. You're like, what the fuck? D+? Like
in
nigga,
my head, it was
in your, head it was an A. And then when
no
they give it back, nigga,
and no sources.
Nigga, you ain't see all these typos in this shit?
Like nigga, you got eyes for exclamation points in here. Like,
nigga, you got
wrote
three.
LOL in the paper.
You got threes for E's in this bitch, nigga. What was you doing?
Like you said, cracking the fuck up.
Yeah. In an essay.
CDF you in an essay.
Your source was Twitter.
Text speech.
You didn't. Yeah, you needed to proofread this, baby. That's what For Your Eyes Only was. He thought that shit was fire.
Oh my god, that shit is the.
He thought that shit was the best thing. That was a ten. That was a 10-pack of ass.
Drug shit was whatever that bullshit was. That shit was
what.
K.O.D.
K.O.D. was all right. K.O.D. was all right. For Your Eyes Only was fucking horrendous. And I need him to delete that from his discography.
I need him to disavow that.
Huh?
I feel like Cole fans like
it. Of course Cole fans like it because they were like, oh, this is concept rap and you niggas got to have a certain level of understanding. You got to have a college education to understand this nigga.
I'm like, Kendrick.
I got to have a college understanding to understand folding clothes.
All of Kendrick's albums are concept albums and
the fuck?
They're better.
Yeah.
Because the concept's better and the music's better and the rapping's better just because he's a better artist. Because he's not making his beat. It's collaboration from other good artists in there. So imagine you got yourself in the room. You got Schoolboy Q in the room. You got J-Rock in the room. You got whatever rapper he's working with at the moment in the room. You got Soundwave making the beats. But J. Cole is J. Cole.
Nigga be in the room with Boss.
Maybe he let Boss listen every now and again. And who's he handing the beat to? J. Cole.
Executively produced by
that nigga's a runner.
J. Cole.
You know what he's like? He's like a track runner in a relay race, but he's just relaying it to himself.
And he's right, nigga, did you just run a whole mile?
He did. He's coming up in the anchor heat 2 minutes behind the last guy.
But look, but he ran it himself.
Yeah, that was he'd rather come in last.
But the crowd was like, did you see how he ran that thing by himself? Yeah. He came in last, motherfucker. And he's gassed. You see him about to die. Yeah,
like,
right
shout there? Out to him, but damn, nigga. Yeah, like,
get another producer in the room, please.
Yeah.
Huh? You guys are only, like, I would say Kendrick fans here. Are you Kendrick fans?
Yeah, not anything
specific. Yeah, like, I
listen. You know?
Yeah, I don't even do that. Like, there's only, like, two Kendrick songs I have downloaded.
Yeah,
like,
yes.
But I know that he can rap. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, like, as Kendrick fans, are you guys anticipating something coming?
I'm not anticipating anything. I feel like he should be dropping something. But I think I told my theory on here before, but I'll say it again. I think what had happened was Kendrick was about to do an album and a tour right before the pandemic. Because the same month, in March, last March, he dropped his website. It was called like pglang.com. He had like clothing that sold out in like 5 minutes. Mm. So I think that was about to be an album and a tour. And it just got fucked up because of the pandemic, and he scrapped everything.
Yeah, but not because he strikes me as the type of artist that because of the pandemic happened, he's scrapping everything.
Yeah, start from scratch. He's about to do like a Beyonce type thing. It was just gonna pop out. It was just gonna come out one day.
Don't he got a kid now?
Yeah, he got a kid. He got a kid, and then also they were saying that PG Lang was gonna be his own label branched off of TDE,
okay.
And Baby Keem is his cousin. That was gonna be his first artist, and Baby Keem actually rapped about PG Lang in a few songs. So it was kind of aiming in that direction. Because
he's gone 2 years without a project, right?
Yeah.
He goes a few years.
Well, actually, technically, I mean, if you want to count Black Panther came out in 2018. So
yeah.
They should take their time.
I feel like Roddy Ricch said, I have to go through life.
I prefer artists do that because look at Kendrick's discovery. He doesn't have no stinkers.
Well, I mean.
Some people think Tim Pimple Butterfly was a snicker.
Were you the same person we just had this conversation with last week?
What?
Yeah, don't start.
Say again. What happened?
Never mind.
Nah, what he was trying to say was the argument we had last week in terms of the influence. But he was saying, we were talking about Kendrick, and you were saying you can't really bring up Kendrick because his discography is not long enough.
Yeah, the whole thing about Kendrick being a better artist than Kanye.
No, we were saying him being a better artist than Drake.
No, we were talking about Kanye because of his albums versus Kanye's albums.
Yeah, because he doesn't have enough albums, though.
Yeah, but you just said you'd rather someone have few albums that don't miss rather than a bunch of albums.
Well, Kanye was still taking like a year and a half. He wasn't rushing shit.
As a Drake fan, Drake puts out too much music.
Think so?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I could.
Yeah, but like.
I don't think Drake puts out too much music.
And a lot of his music is just filler.
Drake
like,
dominates
stuff
the summer
out,
every year.
He dominates from a single. Yeah, but when you look at Drake's albums. It's a lot of filler.
But he's a pop star. He's a pop star.
That's fine.
He's supposed to do that every
Drake's
year.
Drake's brand is when you go out in the summer and nice out, yeah. You're going to hear Drake.
Yeah, he's a pop star. Yeah,
we could have gone without More Life. we didn't need more life.
No, at all.
No, we didn't need more life.
This is coming from a Drake fan.
No, there's a lot of his
I do like Ice Melts, though.
Didn't need, but...
Hey, Batman.
And I'm assuming that Scorpion is not too far from more life.
No, there's a lot of
his... It's really not. It was fun to listen to the first time, but and when he you really listen to it, you're like...
He's not good at putting together complete body
Well, he explained why. Because he's like, I got to feed too many people.
Yeah,
he's
whose fucking fault
that
is that?
Like, that sounds like a cop-out.
Sounds personal.
No, I don't think so.
That is a cop-out.
You know what that sounds like? That's a cop-out. You know what that sounds like? That sounds like I saw three rims, so I just shot for the middle one.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the name
that of is, that is... Yeah. Yeah. Three rims.
Three rims.
Three rims. Yeah.
Yo, you're Drake. Whatever you put out, they're going to listen to. So don't give me that bullshit. Well, I got to cater to this many people. Well, you don't have to do that.
And I got ACL. And I got ACL surgery.
You're taking out a whole sect of people who want.
They're still going to listen because he's Drake,
but
Corey.
That doesn't mean that they're going
to
be satisfied.
Don't matter.
At heart, I think Drake is wants to be an R&B artist.
And I think he can be.
I think he should be.
But I think he should. Yeah.
Okay, but Drake
I'm
be...
waiting for him to just sing. Okay, don't but, rap at all.
But Drake wouldn't be Drake if he didn't have the rap hits that he has.
All right. That's down. I'm talking about now, though.
I'm not saying he can dabble into that. But
back then, Drake was still big of enough a star where you don't have to do more life. You don't have to do that.
More life was all
that
rap.
Never had to happen at all.
More life only had Blim on it, right?
And Scorpion didn't have to happen. You just putting stuff out.
Scorpion. He was singing on it for the most part.
Yeah, but
it had a lot of stinkers though, bro.
Singing well.
It did have a lot of stinkers.
Not have a mega banger with Michael Jackson. Come on now.
Yeah, you wasted Michael Jackson.
You know what's crazy? I don't even know what that song sounds like.
That Michael Jackson was not going anywhere.
Yeah, but it's just like why would you pay for the clearance of that?
If you want to put an ass song around it,
they actually. If I remember
correctly, got lucky with that Shiggy shit.
Exactly. I was about to say because if I remember correctly. The Michael Jackson song was supposed to be single.
Yeah, they were pushing
really?
It.
Really? Yeah. I deadass don't even remember what that shit sounds like. I had to listen to it on the way.
Fucking the Kiki shit took off.
Nah, so what happened was, that's exactly what happened. They were pushing the Michael Jackson song to be the single, but then
the song.
In My Feelings.
In My Feelings. That shit took off.
Damn. I'm looking through the track list. Survival, Stink. Nonstop, cool.
Even Talk Up with Hope.
Elevate was Emotionless, Stinks.
That was it. Emotionless was it.
I don't even remember. Oh, wait, that's the joint. Oh, Mariah. Okay, yeah.
Emotionless.
God's Plan, obviously. I'm Upset.
Stinks.
What, God's Plan?
I'm upset.
Stinks.
Y'all like I'm Upset?
Stinks.
That's my shit. I don't know. I just like the beat.
I'm upset that
eight out of 10, nah. Mob Ties, banger.
Woo!
Mob Ties is a banger.
I'm Upset kind of fit with Mob Ties.
It still sucks.
Nah, but Mob Ties goes way harder.
Yeah, no, 100%.
But they are in the same realm.
Yeah, they're all based about pushing.
Can't Take a Joke. I don't remember what that song sounds like. Sandra's Rose.
Yeah, that was all right.
It was all right, but I don't remember what it sounds like. Talk Up featuring Jay-Z.
Stinker.
Wasted Jay-Z's time.
Jay-Z probably wasted.
Is there more? I don't know. Is there more? I don't even know what that song sounds like.
Julian, just skip the Jaded.
Peak, skip. Summer Games, skip. Jaded.
Yes.
Nice for What? Yes.
Yeah. Finesse. Yes.
Finesse. Oh, yes. Ratchet, happy birthday. Nah. It's a stinker.
Yeah.
Sorry, Adam.
Nah,
that song sucks.
that shit.
That's How You Feel? I don't even know that song.
No. That's the joint with Nicki. That joint's hard.
That joint's hard.
Really?
Yeah.
Blue Tint?
Stinks.
Stink. In My Feelings, obviously. Don't Matter to Me.
Stinks.
After Dark.
Static Major.
Fire.
Shout out to Nadira. Static Major.
Final Fantasy stinks. March 14th.
That wasted the franchise of my favorite game.
He should stop at 9 or 10 songs.
He did a double album.
You don't have to do that when you're Drake.
It was a double album thing.
You have to feed everybody. Because everybody loves you already. I understand you doing that for your first two albums or three maybe. But now you don't have to do that. You're just making yourself look silly.
You could give us 7 tracks.
Y'all think he was trying to keep up with Chris Brown on
exactly.
That?
Exactly.
I think it's
a numbers game. No. That's exactly why.
You know what I think it is? I think it's streams.
It's a number.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's a numbers game.
When you play the numbers game as an artist, you usually look silly.
Yeah, but that comes from needing the money.
You said Chris Brown silly?
Yeah,
Chris Brown, doing that shit, he's very silly. But he's putting out 35, 40 songs.
Yeah, but I think that comes from needing money.
But it works for his, if you look at
numbers. Of course it's going to work for his. He has a cult following.
Yeah, if you look at his numbers, Chris Brown numbers.
Because he know, but he also, he plays to his own, like, his own perception of other people. He knows that people are never truly going to fuck with him on the level that they used to.
Yeah.
So he's just going to put out his music. It's never going to, nobody's ever going to call it album of the year. It's not going to win no fucking Grammy because it's just not moving like that. So he's just like, yo, fuck it. We're just going to put out as much music as possible so I can make as much money as possible. And whatever happens, happens. Whatever sticks, sticks. And that's really it. Like, yeah. And if you, even if you go on, he just throws it on. And then even if you go on his SoundCloud, bro, there's hundreds of songs on his SoundCloud. Like the shit is insane. But I think he does that just because he knows, talking about Chris Brown. I think he just knows his image, which is why he doesn't really try as hard anymore. And he knows, like, streaming is just the wave. So
I just think he doesn't care about the image.
He don't care. He's not going to win Album of the Year. It's just not going to work that way. Mm-hmm. Just because of who he is. And he plays to that. Now, could he get back to that? Absolutely. He really could. He's just not, I don't think he's going to try. Yeah, he could.
I think we really tried.
Chris Brown could recover. He's really, just not going to try.
He's just not. I think if he really tried, because he's been really good for the past few years. Mm-hmm. He's just been, you know.
Yeah, but like Julian said, not doing, we're never.
If he can get a song with her.
He could if he actually like went out.
That's what I'm saying. He does.
But they had multiple songs.
Yeah, he got got the new one. He got Focus, the remix. Like he got songs with her.
Yeah, but they were dating after.
I'm saying if he was.
Her?
Oh, I thought you were talking about her as in Rihanna. Sorry.
No. I'm talking about her. Artist.
I think if, like, when you say people are not going to fuck with her, I understand that. But I feel like what LZ says, like, he could come back, like, really and be a, people really like him if he was willing to do all the extra PR type stuff.
He likes to be the villain, though, I think.
That, but I think he's playing into that, you know.
Yeah, woe is me. Nobody likes me. I'm seeing three rims. I didn't know.
I'm just going to ride with my people that ride with my domestic abuse that been with me since I was hitting bitches. So
I think he bounced back from the domestic.
He did. That's what I'm saying. He's made great strides.
He can put out music, but I don't think he'll bounce back to the point where he actually on the BT accept, Awards, accept him at the same rate good. As he was as a teenager.
And bro, then he went to jail and started being a fake blood. And then
bro, after
then,
all that other fuck, after he cried on the BT Awards doing the Michael Jackson thing, he gonna was good. But then he started acting like a fuckboy with Karrueche again. That's where
the fake blood shit didn't help either. It's like, what are you gang banging for?
Going to jail. That's all them LA niggas. Like, what the fuck are y'all?
He's not an LA nigga.
He lives in
Virginia.
He lives in LA. You live in LA. You're in Calabasas.
I'm talking about all the niggas that live in LA.
You're in Calabasas. That don't count as LA. That don't count as LA.
Shut up.
All the niggas in the industry that moved out to LA start gangbanging.
You're from down south. Them niggas don't do Crips and Blood shit. What are you doing?
You are from Dinwiddie. Shut up.
You're from Dinwiddie.
I look at everybody who's outside of LA doing that.
If you're gangbanging, you're not in LA. That's really where the whole culture is. But whatever. Bruh. What do we know? We're just from we're suburban guys.
Yeah, what do we
suburbs
know?
Kid.
Chill out, bro. You went to school with murderers.
Who? Yeah. Oh my god! I think about it. I'm like, who are you talking about?
We went to school with gang members too. Yeah. Technically,
what?
Yeah, nigga, sex, money, murder.
Sex, money, murder.
Beat up or get beat up. You already know.
Yeah, all right. God. Is that all we had? Do we have anything?
I don't think. I think we got
everything. It's kind of late.
That's it.
We started very late because of basketball. It wasn't our fault.
Yeah, it's basketball's fault.
LeBron has 97. Go ahead or game time buckets under a minute in his career.
Did it say under a minute?
Under a minute.
I think you're just saying that.
That's what I looked at. I looked
and another stat for you.
And at second in the last 25 years to one person, Kobe, who has 101.
Also, he has one big bruised vagina. And that is what we will call it a day.
Well. I love that fucking video, bro. Well,
she made no.
Next question. See ya. She didn't even like let it.
She said next question and then just
and
left.
Then dip. I love that video so much. See ya.
All right, y'all. We will see. First of all, we appreciate y'all for listening to the Not That Serious podcast. You already know what it is. We love y'all. If you ever guys, also, you know, just going to keep this up, keep telling y'all about this until you use it, because I ain't set this up for nothing. We got a way for y'all to leave us feedback and anonymous questions if you want to do that, if you're down for that kind of thing. I'm going to do a check real quick to see if we have any.
You should do a little excerpt and put it in the front of the pod like you do the... The Manscaped
thing. Yeah, we might have to do that.
I don't know if niggas make it to the end.
Well, damn.
That is hilarious.
Subtle jab.
No, I just, but at the very end, like this, right? They probably have cut it off at this point because we haven't done anything.
Yeah, they know. They know it's just time. But yeah, you know, guys, go on the link on our pages, the link tree. You go to Ask NTS. Make sure you hit the link. And you can ask us questions and all that type of stuff. Also, you can leave us voicemails by calling the number 609-676-5376. Call that number, leave a voicemail, and we just might play it on the pod and respond to it for you guys. And we just might answer your questions or whatever feedback you have for us on the pod. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. We're going to keep doing this new way where we're trying new things. We're working on the Patreon. The Patreon's coming real soon, actually. Extra content for you guys. And we're going to have... oh, wow, he ran to the base.
Now, look at what he does. Look what this nigga does. Pink. Tatis Jr.
So, you already know, guys. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. Keep interacting with us on all the socials, on Twitter and Instagram, mainly at the NTS Pod. You know where to find us at. We ain't too hard to touch. Nah. Make sure you tell your friend to tell another friend to tell one more friend again about the pod, because that's how we grow. You spread the word about us. Just tell us, man, you know.
Facts. Let us out.
The Joe Budden podcast is dead.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what are you going to do? You going to listen?
Tax.
What are you going to do? Go listen to Rory and Maul?
Yeah.
Rory? And Mealy Mouse? Mealy Mouse?
You can come listen to your boys, you know what I'm saying? And the Regulation Podcast, the homies.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But only us two.
Yeah.
And oh, no, and we are that pod. They're cool, too.
Shout out to Chris. Damn, y'all going to play Sam like that?
And
oh, yeah, and the Sandy Bob.
Only those four podcasts.
Yeah, only, yeah, there we go.
Only those four podcasts. But other than those four podcasts, I don't know. I mean, that's your choice. But I'm saying the best choice, those four podcasts.
Yeah.
And us better than the rest. And...
we didn't even get to smoke the glory in this episode.
Oh, he's lucky. How long is he going to be on?
I just watched him walk through with no T2's shirt on.
In? Of course he ain't got no shirt on. Because
he thought your cousin was her family, so he's actually
All right, guys. We will see y'all again next time. Same time, same place. Peace out.